Crisis talks were understood to be held today to resolve the latest standoff engulfing the America's Cup, cites the New Zealand Herald. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff requested an urgent meeting, we understand, with key stakeholders, including Nick Hill, Chief Executive of Auckland Tourism, and AT, that's the Events and Economic Development. Issues to be addressed include moving to scrap the Inner Harbour courses B and C, which apparently means that the city views will be lost and that spectators will be robbed of the best viewing experience. So what is happening in this key New Zealand event? With us is yachtswoman and sailing commentator Penny Whiting. Now, Penny was awarded an MBE for services to sailing and is with us now. Penny, welcome.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, you've sailed some of these courses. How does it feel to you, Penny?
Well, I was out racing last night sailing around those two courses and through them, and they are lovely courses. Because I'm of the belief the best way to see any of this America's Cup is actually not going to be on a boat. It's going to be sitting on North Head on a cushion with lunch in your hand. And you can see the wind on the water. You can see the boat sailing. And you can even hear them easing the sails out. But anyway, at the moment, things are really up in the air with that possibility.
What a picture you paint, Penny. I can see myself on a cushion now, having a picnic hamper, having strawberries and some sparkling water. Now, for those who are not into sailing, explain the issue for us, because it seems to be quite a schmozzle.
Well, yes, I'm going to keep it as simple as I can.
Yeah, please.
The Prada Cup, it's called. They have a round robin series and a semi final series, and that's the early days. That's to find the challenger to go up against Emirates Team New Zealand, and they were never going to be on those two courses anyway, and then things have come up and said, well, we're not allowed to use them, you're not allowed to use them. But the Prada Cup finals, which used to be the Louis Vuitton Cup, were definitely going to be sailed in that vantage point right off North Head and Takapuna. And there's just a bit of argy-bargy going on, and people are flexing their muscles. But I'm of the belief that we're going to pull that off, so that incredible vantage point that I don't think anybody else has in the world is going to work out. You can sit there and see the yachting below you, look at your iPhone and watch it on YouTube, because it's all free-to-air television and YouTube and stuff, and it is a great place to have view an event, but whether it really happens, I think it's still early days.
Yeah, so it's all about actually having the opportunity for people, everyday people, to watch this great event. And Sam Johnston, you thought the politics of Canterbury were a little bit complicated. Try yachting, right?
Well, that's right. I had the great privilege on the weekend to sail out with some friends on their little catamaran that they've rebuilt by hand out to Teretere Matangi, the one that's in the Air New Zealand video, and it was absolutely stunning. So I think whatever happens with this, Auckland, the rest of us are all going to come up, and hopefully those of us who can, and go and participate, whether it's on a screen or we can watch it from the thing, because Auckland is absolutely stunning, and I think we're lucky to have such a beautiful place. So hopefully it works out.
Ruth, you got a comment or a question for Penny?
Well, Penny, I did see a late update today that maybe Team New Zealand has now written to the other challengers saying, OK, well, we're not going to train on B and C, so it's now a fair playing water, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So hopefully we're good.
Yeah, well, I'd say hopefully we're good. They've got to accept that, because Emirates Team New Zealand doesn't sail in the Prada Cup. They sail in the World Series and all that, but not in the Prada Cup. And therefore, while the other guys are working out who's going to be their challenger, Emirates Team New Zealand has to go out and practice and do stuff on a course somewhere. And they were just wanting to go there. And I must say, the last greatest vantage point I've ever seen for an America's Cup was definitely San Francisco.
Oh.
And it was great. A beanbag, a bleacher, a wow. beach, a
it's
wall.
It's full of COVID. We're ground. Not going there, Penny.
I've got to tell you, North Head's better. You Is get it? Your cushion and come up here. You'll be fine.
Penny, nice to have you on. Hey, before you go, look, racing begins a week before Christmas when all four teams sail in a build-up regatta in Auckland. You're looking forward to it?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. 17th of December, I will have my cushion and I'll be there.
Good on you. Penny Whiting there, sailing commentator. Yachtswoman and got an MBE recipient. Indeed she is, absolutely. Just around the panel before we move on, America's Cup, because some might sort of text in and say, actually, it's quite an elitist thing and it's just for a small minority. But is it something that, well, you first, Sam, is it something that you get behind or doesn't appeal or apply to you?
Well, I'm not a huge sporty, but I think it is. It's important. And you know what? I hope it just educates people about sailing. It's a great sport and it's actually quite an accessible sport. And the sailing clubs all around the country, and we should learn more about the water. So I hope it goes well.
What about you, Ruth?
Yeah, I do think it's elitist, and I think there are other things that we could be spending our putia on. But okay. That said, I was pretty disgraced that we even got to this point where Phil Goff had to have this meeting today, because as a ratepayer and a taxpayer, surely our interests should have been protected well before now.
What else would you like to be had to have your money spent on? If it wasn't... if the
housing.
All right.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive. Like, we have to have that. Like, it's just you've got this. You've got the wind and the sea on our doorstep, and let's utilise it. So I think surely it's the numbers were done on economic development in Auckland. I take your point, though, Ruth. It is.
Yeah, I don't disagree. There's plenty of economic development opportunity, but I think until you get your some of your housing and basic needs sorted, I think there are other priorities first.